William, we've seen a few things happening as we build towards this historic £1 million Skybet Ebor. One of the big stories in 2018 was how successful the trial of these new stalls were. You must have been delighted with that, because that's a key part of this.
Yeah, we're delighted, Mike. We bought the biggest set of starting stalls in the UK, so a 22 bay single span set of stalls that came all the way from Australia, the same people that make the Melbourne Cup stalls. So delighted with their introduction. We used them in proper race conditions for our October meeting 2018, and then they're at our disposal through for selected races for the 2019 season as we build up to the £1 million Skybet Ebor, a great asset. It means we'll have 22 horses lining up for the richest flat handicap in the Northern Hemisphere.
Am I right in saying that with these stalls, if you decided you wanted to do it, you could put them, say, at the 5 furlong start on the Friday, so we could have 22 in the Coolmore Nunthorpe, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, and for a 10 furlong start for the John Smith's Cup, and so we can only use them for two or three starts during an afternoon, so we'll select the appropriate starts that we want to use them for 2019 for each of our race days, but obviously the big handicaps, the big group ones, we want to use them, and they're also, you know, really good for smaller field races. If we have 11 runners, you've not got the challenge of 10 runners in one bay and then one isolated. So they're a real asset. We got really good feedback from all the jockeys, the start team and the trainers to their use, and they'll be a great asset going forward. And of course, with the Skybet Bat Race to the Ebor program, whereby three horses get an automatic berth in the Skybet Ebor, it means that the horses that, you know, we're not restricting anyone's ability to run in the Skybet Ebor.
You talk about, you know, you've done that. What else is there to do in terms of the horses? Because I can't believe you're not going to get knocked over in the rush at entry time. It's not like, you know, for one or two of your colleagues in other tracks and around the world have gone flying everywhere in search of runners. You ain't going to do that, are you?
Well, we certainly want to get the best quality horses we can to race at York. So we'll be looking to the UK, to Ireland, to the rest of Europe and around the world to try and encourage people to bring their fabulous horses to York. That's been a program we've been adopting for a number of years now with a level of success. And I think of the Timeform top 10 rated horses in 2018, they were seen at York in the last two seasons, which is a great tribute to the connections to run here. A great privilege for us to be able to welcome them, and a great joy for York racegoers to be able to see these quality animals in this part of the world.
There's two final things. One is, let us not forget, yeah, it's wonderful the Skybet Ebor for a million, but there's a certain other £1 million race on the programme as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The Jubbins International, of course, our flagship race, a hugely highly rated and exciting renewal in 2018 with Roaring Lion, the Horse of the Year, Cartier Horse of the Year, winning that following his Betfred Dante win. You know, it's really the jewel in our crown. We start the week on the Wednesday of the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival with the £1 million Jubbins International, the blue-blooded, blue-ribboned of the course, and then finish it with Skybet Ebor on the Saturday, the people's handicap, if you like. And we've got lots of thoughts and plans developing for how we'll celebrate the festival as a whole and those two races, and really looking forward to the 2019 race season at York.
And the final word on the 2018, your ground staff, extraordinary. Think back to Easter where there was water everywhere. You know, there's one of you nothing can do about is the climate, but they've not had it easy this year.
No, and I think like most racetracks around the country and grounds teams, they've worked really hard during 2018. We had the long hot summer period of June, July where water was in short supply, and then some torrential downpours at other times of the year. So the grounds team and the whole team have done a fantastic job, and then we are continuing with our renovation work to the track through the off-season, really so we can set the best stage possible to welcome these fabulous horses to York, and so that it's the best conditions for people and horses to give them the best.